Is that on tape?
It is.
So, Tony, what do you think you can take from this conference in Manchester back to Croydon with you?
I think we've got a fantastic direction for the party now. Clearly a direction from the new leader about how the Labour Party is going to become once again electable nationally. And we can take back the strong campaigning things we've had. Very good session we had, didn't we, last week about the crucial role for organisers and the work that's going on and the difference that that can make in an election in terms of achieving a better result for Labour in Croydon. And I think we saw that with the election of 9 new councillors. Malcolm was one of the very few MPs of the country to increase his majority. We're in good shape in Croydon. We're in good shape nationally. But I do think that we've got to take that, get out on the doorstep and make sure we push the Tories back in Croydon and in the country for a generation.
Ed Miliband focused on issues like social justice. We've seen with the voluntary sector cuts in Croydon real challenges to proper social justice in Croydon. How do you view the priorities for the campaign now and in the years ahead?
Well, I think there's two priorities, really, in terms of our campaign in Croydon. One is to rightly highlight, as you say, the brutal cuts we saw to the voluntary sector, 66% cut to the voluntary sector. At the same time, the Tory council leader awarded himself a 34% pay increase. It's an absolute disgrace. It shocked many Tories, and there are rumours today in Croydon that some leading Conservatives are thinking of joining the Labour Party. And we saw a conference today here in Manchester. A Conservative, former deputy leader of a Conservative council, has now come across to Labour as well. So this, you know, huge impact there. We've got to really highlight the hypocrisy and the savage cuts the Tories are making. But I also think, equally importantly, we've got to lay out Labour's positive alternative. Yes, there's tough choices to be made. That's why the Labour Party in Croydon has said it would scrap the new council headquarters, would scrap the council newspaper that costs £500,000 a year. We've put a cap on some of the highest wages, people on salaries of, you know, over £200,000, whilst the cleaning staff are on, you know, less than £10,000 a year. So we'll take some tough choices, and I think people will see a difference between the Labour Party that is putting forward a programme around school meals, building new schools for the future, and, you know, extra facilities and community facilities in Croydon, and a Tory party in Croydon and in the country, with the support of the Lib Dems that is cutting overwhelmingly on ideological grounds.
We've got, we'll have had thousands of people in Croydon who would have voted Liberal Democrat at the last election. As anger grows in the country around the things that this government is doing, do you have a simple message for them?
I think I do, and it would be, you know, we heard that 35,000 people have joined the Labour Party since May. And I would certainly urge them to think about joining the Labour Party, but certainly coming out and supporting the Labour Party, because it's quite clear that there is only one progressive party in politics now on the side of working men and women in Croydon and in the country, and that is the Labour Party. The Liberal Democrats, I'm afraid, are now being used as a shield by David Cameron to prop up this coalition.
Thank you very much. That was Tony Newman, live from Manchester.
We'll be live.